The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Peites Amar Aleph is the beginning of Perek Kol HaTadir, a rather compact Perek, which is quite packed actually in the 3+ blot that it is, with all the dinim of Tadir and Mekudesh, and which karbonis are hukrav before each other. However, as a side occupation, Perek Kol HaTadir is also the source and the primary headquarters, the springboard, if you will, for the general rule of Tadir V'Shein Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, which is actually a very instrumental rule in close to 100 places across the fruited plain of Shulchan Aruch Erechayim, that our daily life revolves around many different rules that stem from this halacha. Just for an example, the halacha of how you make Kiddush, whether you say Bari Priya Geffen first, or you say Asher Bracha Bana Mikolom, the bracha of the Kiddush Hayoim, which one goes first, is Talian HaMachlekes Beis Shammim, Beis Hillel, found in numerous places in Shas, and quoted of course here on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, coming up in a couple of lot, and many, many other halachic ramifications that come from the rules of Tadir V'Shein Tadir Tadir Kaidim. The din of Tadir Kaidim that's learned out over here, the fact that the Akrovus HaTamid is first of the day in the Akrovus HaKarbonis, stems from here and goes again abroad to the general rule of Tadir V'Shein Tadir in Kol HaTarik Kulo. Like the Rashbam and Pesachim Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph says, and Rashi and Harius Yud Beis Amud Beis, and the Rishonim and beginning of Eilu Dvarim and Brachas Perek Ches all speak out that the din of Tadir V'Shein Tadir in Kol HaTarik Kulo is the same din, and it's learnt out from our halacha here in the beginning, the Gemara, on this Mishnah here of Tadr, called Tadr Mechaveri Kaidim as Chaveri. Another example that we find, for example, is Ner Chanukah and Havdalah, a very, very famous controversy with loads and loads of Mefarshim in Simon Tuf Reish, Pei Aleph and Ner Chaim, whether you should make Havdalah first on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah, you should light the Chanukah candles, revolves around the Shaila about the power and restrictions of the Halacha of Tadir Kaidim L'Chaveroi and the Halacha of Persumei Nisa, which is a boy in the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and a big, big Shaila, Halacha L'Maisa, what to do. We paskin David Kemar Ovid, David Kemar of it. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to get to all of these things, but we'll try to talk about some fundamental shilas that have an effect on many of these shilas in the next couple of lot here. And we'll begin today with a couple of points before we get to the main point of today, and that is as follows. First of all, the Gemara learns out over here that the Makar of Tadir V'Shein Tadir Tadir Kaidim is from the din of Malvar Oilas HaBoiker LaOilas HaTamid, that the Oilas HaTamid is first of the day. In fact, the Tamid is not only Tadir, it's also Tamid. What do I mean by that? Not only is the Tadir more frequent and rather frequent, but the Tamid is actually a constant every single day. Now the Gemara obviously speaks about this in the Havimin and Lamaskana. We hold that Tadir V'Shein Tadir Tadir Kaidim is not only something that is every single day, but even something that is 5 as opposed to something else that is 3 is also considered a Tadir Kaidim, as we'll see and we'll discuss. But there was a reason and a mila of a Tamid over a Tadir, and the question is if that does remain somewhat lahalacha, that even after the din of Tadir Kaidim applies by something that's often and multiple, but maybe something that's a constant is even a bigger mila. I speak about this at great length in my Sefer Tmidim Kesidrim, which is an encompassing Sefer all about the Inyanim of Tadir V'Shein Tadir, and this specific topic is in Siman Yud Aleph. Just to give you a taste, there's an interesting Sfasemes in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Sfasemes wants to say that if you have two different items that are both noyig every single day, but one is more noyig than the other, in other words, numbers-wise, one is 400 times a year and one is 355 times a year, the one that's 400 is not going to be considered over the one that's 355, since they're both noyig every day. Basically, once they're every day, they're a tamid, they're maxed out, and the numbers do not shift them to a greater level, which is interesting. One might have thought that a Tadir is still Kaidim. Rabbi Kiveger, for example, I found that's Mukhrich, not like that. Rabbi Kiveger in Brachas Nun Aleph Amud Beis in the blue ones says that Tefillah is considered more Tadir than Kriyishma, because Tefillah is 3 times a day and Kriyishma is 2 times a day. Perhaps we'll touch on what this Machlokes between Rabbi Kiveger and the Sfasemes revolves around later on. Taisus, actually, to discuss another point here, Taisus discusses why we need a pasuk of Milvada Eilas Abayker Asher Leilas Talmud and Ha'Eilo Eilo Rishayna, two pasukim to tell you that the Eilas Talmud is first of the day. And Taisa discusses that maybe you wouldn't have known that Nedarim and Nedavos, which are very frequent and common, also have precedent, since it's not an Eilas Chayva that's a must every single day. So the Karen Ayra asks that L'chair Nedarim and Nedavos are not a Tadr, they are a Motsui, because Nedarim and Nedavos theoretically could happen that there wouldn't be any donations, any Nedarim and Nedavos, voluntary sacrifices that come, and therefore they don't have to be. So even though they could actually be very frequent and common, but since they're not mandatory and they're not a must, who's to say that they're counted? In fact, the Karen Ayra L'chair, that's a Motsui, not a Tadr. That is discussed in the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amar Aleph, coming up if a Motsui is called a Tadr or not, and why did Taisus assume that they're called a Tadr. The concept of Motsui is a concept on its own that's very negay a lot of places. For example, this that we discussed earlier, Bayer Pri Agofen and Kiddush Hayom, L'chair Bayer Pri Agofen might only be a Motsui. It's only very rarely is it mandatory on Yontif and by Sheva Brachas and such. Possibly, if Bayer Priyagofen is only a Motsui, like the Rimi Lanil and other Rishonim say in Brachas Nun Bezem at Aleph, and we discussed the concept of Motsui at great length, also in the Tamidim Kisidrum, in Simen Yud Gimel through Simen Tazayin. One of the main points about that is the Marshal in Simen Tzadik Zayin in the Chuvis, which is quoted in Simen Zayin in the Mishnah Brura, as well as Simen Kuf Samachay in the Magen Avram, that if somebody has a shayla, if he should make Asher Yotzer and Alamichya, or I should say Bar Nefoshes, Asher Yotzer and Bar Nefoshes, which one does he do first? La Halacha, we Firzach, we are Noyeg, our custom is to do the Asher Yotzer first. If not for any other reason, you might want to do it first just so that you shouldn't forget, although you may forget Al-Michya and Bar Nefashis as well, but the halach is that we do Asher Yotzer first because it's considered Tadr, even though Asher Yotzer L'chayra is only a Motsui and not a Tadr, like we discussed over there at great length. So we see that a Motsui could have a mile of Tadr L'maskana L'halacha, like the Gemara does seem to say, at least in one terrace there on the Tzadik Aleph, and that is a discussion for itself. What I'd like to discuss is a very interesting concept in about how you measure what a tadr is, and it revolves and affects many different scenarios. For example, we'll begin with a little bit of a far-fetched, interesting prima gadim. The prima gadim in Eichel Avram and Simon Tav Tzadik of Kadon Aleph says that when it's Shabbos Chol Hamoed, and you have three harachmans to say in benching, harachman liyem shekulei Shabbos, harachman liyem shekulei Toiv for Yontif, and harachman uyakum lanu sugas David hanayfalas. Says the Prima Gadim, the order should be as follows. Yom Shekulei Shabbos, Yom Shekulei Tov, and then Yakim Sukas David Anifalas, Ki Tadir Kaidim, says the Prima Gadim. So Shabbos is obviously the most often, Yom Tov is second, and Sukkos is obviously only once a year. So everything seems fine and dandy until my friend Rav Moshe Siegel asked me a very gevaldig shaila. He said, if you do the math in Eretz Yisrael, they only have Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael is only 2 days of Sukkot, the first day, the last day, 2 days of Pesach, the first day and the last day, and 1 day of Shavuos, which is only 5 times. And Sukkot is 7 days. So Sukkot David HaNefalas is actually more times recited and Negeya than is the Harachamun of Yontif. So the Chayra, the Prima Gadim's rule that it goes first Shabbos and then Yontif and then Sukkot David HaNefalas should only be in Chutz Laaretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. You should have spoken out that in Eretz Yisrael it's not like that. We don't say Arachman or Yom Shekulei Tov on Yontif. Only on Yontif, not on Chol Hamoed. It's a big shayla over there in Tav Tzadik, but that's how we paskin. And even though the Prima Gadim talks about the Tzadim, it's not the Pashtus. Another option is that on Chol Hamoed there's no Chiyav Suda, and on Yontif there is a Chiyav Suda, so you don't count the Sukkos Davar HaNefalos from Chol Hamoed. But La'aniyas Daiti, the Pshat in the Prima Gadim, is a completely different one. Let's just discuss another few halacha shaylos first. Let's say somebody davened late one night between Pesach and Shavuos, and lo and behold, he's placed with a shayla. Sfiras ha'omer and Kiddush Levana. I'm not going to go into whether you could say Kiddush Levana inside, whatever it is. Suppose a guy's in a situation where he's not sure if he should say Kiddush Levana or Sfiras ha'omer. Which one should he say first? So Pashas, you say Sfiras ha'omer is a 49, and Kiddush Levana is only 12 or 13. Obviously, if you're losing 49 to 12, then the 49, the Sfiras HaOmer, is going to be a Tadr, right? Not so simple. I discussed in my Sefer in Siman Nun Gimel and Tamidim Kisidjom, the famous Mata Ephraim. Let's say on Rosh Chodesh Elul you have a Shaila what to do first, Ladavar Hashem Oiri or Barchi Nafshi, because it's Rosh Chodesh, the Shir Shal Yoim of Rosh Chodesh. Now the Shir Shal Yoim of Rosh Chodesh, says the Mata Ephraim, Barchi Nafshi goes before Ladavar. Now Lachar, if you start counting, Ladavar Hashem Oiri, we end up saying from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Shmini Atzeres more than 100 times. Barchi Nafshi is only said again 12 or maybe 18 times in both days of Rosh Chodesh throughout the year. So how could a 100 to 12, how could the 12 be the winner? What's pshat? The answer, I think, to all this is that it's not so simple that you go with the numbers. I'd like to suggest that maybe something that is noyig more often throughout the calendar can be considered a toder, even if number-wise it's less often. For example, like we just mentioned, Barchi Nafshi is the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Chodesh all year round, even if it only ends up being 12 to 19, is going to be more toder than Ladavar Hashem Oiri, which at the end of the day is recited over 100 times. And the reason is because Ladavar Hashem Oiri is only bunched up in that short semester of 7 weeks, whatever it is, less between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Sukkot. Masha'en Kain, the Barchi Nafshi is something that goes across the whole calendar. The same thing with Kiddush Levana and Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, albeit 49 to 12, but it's 49 in one specific section of the calendar. It's not as often throughout the year as is Kiddush Levana, which happens every single month. And you say, how do I know this? I have a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos Testament Aleph. The Gemara says over there that Sirei Rosh Chodesh are more tother than Sirei Regala. Now Sirei Rosh Chodesh, like we mentioned, there's only 12 Rosh Chodeshes a year. Sirei Regala, if you count them up, are way, way more. The numbers of the Sirei Regalim are way more than the numbers of the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, and still the Gemara says that Sirei Rosh Chodesh is considered Tadir. Shma mino, that although one would have definitely been inclined to say that the one that has more numbers is definitely the more Tadir, it's not so simple. Apparently Tadir, the yardstick is a little bit different. If something is more often throughout the calendar, that can actually be considered more of a tadir, even if its counterpart has more in quantity in numbers. Because the fact that it is all over the calendar, it is more often, that's considered a tadir. And that is why Kiddush Levana might be considered more tadir than Sfiras HaOmer, and maybe Barchi Nafshi of Shir Rosh Chodesh can be considered more tadir than the Ladavid, which is said so many more times. Recently, my friend Rav Shmuel Steger added a very important point to this whole thing. We know that when we bench on Shabbos, we say Ritzei before Yalla V'Yavi. And the obvious reason is because Ritzei is more Tadir than Yalla V'Yavi. Even though he pointed out that if you count all the Yalla V'Yavis from Shemayna Esrei of Rosh Chodesh and Yamim Tovim, it's a lot more than Birchus Hamazon adds up to altogether. 52 times 3 is not as much as all the Yalla V'Yavis and the Shemayna Esreis together. According to what we're saying, however, obviously Ritzei of Shabbosis is more equally often throughout the entire calendar. There might be an alternative to say that the Yalla V'Yavis of Shemayna Esreis are not counted together with the Yalla V'Yavis of Ritzei direct, but this definitely works for that as well. And obviously, if we're accurate with this, then even if, let's say, Arachim on the Yachim Lana Sukkos David on Nefalos is applicable all Sukkos, which is really 7, and in Eretz Yisrael, that's maybe more than Yontif itself, but Yontif does find itself throughout the year 3 times, whereas the Sukkos David on Nefalos is at the end of the day, even if it's more in numbers, only bunched up in that 1 week of Tesvav Tishrei of Sukkos. Perhaps a cousin to this concept we could find from the fact that the Gemara says M'sachem Daf Samach Dalad Amid Beis that Karbonis of Pesach were hukrav over there keflayim kiyotzi Mitzrayim. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Karbonis were hukrav on Erev Pesach over there, double as many as the amount of Yidden that came out of Mitzrayim, even though we find that Mila is considered more tadir than Karbon Pesach. And it's almost impossible to say that there were more boys that were Nimal at that point than the Karbon Pesachs that they brought. But according to what we're saying, Mila is going to be considered more tadir because it is found throughout the calendar, whereas Karbon Pesach, albeit a large quantity, but it was only that 1 day of Yud Daled Nisan. Now, the Shagas Aryeh in the beginning of Simach of Ches discusses about tefillin and tzitzis, which one is more tadir, and he brings the Mukhi Yosef and he discusses it. He says that maybe tefillin is more tadir than tzitzis because tefillin is noig by yoyim and by laila, and tzitzis is only noig by yoyim. Now, if you're wondering, obviously, that the Lechera Tefillin is not Noyeg Balayla, that's only a Din Derabanan, which the Shagas Aryeh does not reckon with when he's measuring the Tadiris, which is an interesting point in its own right, that's not for now. But anyway, the Shagas Aryeh says that Tefillin is more Tadir than Tzitzis, because Tefillin is Noyeg Balayla. And I was wondering, Lechera, it sounds like he's going with the numbers, because if you go by oftenness, then the numbers shouldn't make a difference. And then it's a Mefurish in the Shagas Aryeh, that was in Simchat Ches, the one with film, but since this is the other Shagas Aryeh in Seif Simchat Beis, when he's talking about Berchas HaMazon and Sfiris HaOmer, he says that Berchas HaMazon is more Tadah than Sfiris HaOmer, and it sounds like he's counting, you know, Berchas HaMazon of Shabbos is 52 Shabbos a year, Sfiris HaOmer is only 49, it sounds like he's going with the numbers, that 52 is more than 49. So the Shagas Aryeh doesn't sound like he holds like what we're saying, that you go with the oftenness, which then obviously you would say that Berchas HaMazon anyway is maybe more often. He just goes with the numbers, and it doesn't sound like he's going with the Svara. What does he do with our Gemara and Shavuos? So there are alternative options. I did find a few Acharonim that discussed this, the Chsam Sefer and Sukkah Nun Vav, as well as the Igris Meishin, Chelik Ches of Yerideya, Simchav Aleph, Ois Hey. They discuss the Gemara and Shavuos, and they get out of it. Also, the Aruch Laner and Sukkah Nun Vav discusses. The reason why it comes up in Sukkah Nun Vav is because it says over there that Shechiyanu is called a Tadir. Rashi says, because it's Noig B'chol HaRegolim. Al-Khair, that's very little. But the answer is that since it's across the calendar, that makes it more Tadir. It's not all about the numbers. I found afterwards in the Sefer Noyam Megadim, which comes from the Primer Gadim himself, from Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, in the middle of the Ramaschal Ayin Magen Avram, he speaks out this halacha again, that Arachman shall Shabbos, and then shall Yontav, and then shall Sukkos. And he says, V'chein hoya nearly, the Rachman, the Yontav, Tadir Gimel, Paul Mimbashono, Mashayin Ken Yokum Sukkos Dover. Apparently he's not going by the actual numbers of how much, but that since Yontav is three times a year, and Sukkos is only once a year, so regardless of the actual numbers, you go by the oftenness. Again, there are so many different interesting halachas about Tadir to discuss. I just wanted to put this concept out here because I think it's an important yardstick for measuring Tadir. You don't go necessarily with the numbers, rather you might go with the oftenness. And although we show that the Shagas Aryeh doesn't seem to hold like this, I think that there is a makar in a lot of Paiskim that this is what they hold. In fact, in Erech Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, there's a shaila about someone who forgot to say the same Talmud Mutar, and he remembered by Shemei Tefillah, and then he has to say Aneinu by Shemei HaTfilah. So there's a shaila, which one to say first? Saying Talamatar or Aneinu? And there's a discussion over there with the Divrei Chamudis and Brachas Perek Dalet of Katan Mem Dalet and many other Mefarshim, and I speak about this also in the Tmidim Kesidron in Ois Shin Beis. Basically, there are those that want to say that Aneinu is more Tadir than Saint Talamatar. Could you imagine? Aneinu is five times a year, seven times a year, the most, even if you're Mekabel your own Tanesim, how much could it be already? The Saint Talamatar is for months and months and months, three times a day. And still there are those that want to say that Aneinu is considered more Tadir. It's obvious that they go with this concept that something that is more often throughout the calendar, even if it's only found periodically, can actually be classified as a tadir, masha enkein, something that has higher numbers. What exactly is the shaila, whether you go by the numbers or the oftenness? Why is one more considered under the umbrella of what the Torah considers a tadir? That needs work, that needs clarification, and it's a complicated shaila. I just want to add that this machlekes we opened with the Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Sfasemis about if, let's say, you have something that's noig three times a day or twice a day, if once you're every day there's no more tadir, or there still is, might be totally also in this shaila if you go by oftenness or if you go by numbers. Because if you go by numbers, that even if you're every day, but if you have more numbers, you have more numbers. Just to bring out that shaila and put it on the table at least, and again, if you found these concepts interesting, there's loads more in the Sefer Tmidim Kesidron on Inyanei Tadir V'Sheinei Tadir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.